It's Monday. Monday the 27th of February. 8 a.m. It's a beautiful morning. It's been a cold night. I wouldn't say it's been frosty. Just cold. And mostly clear blue sky as far as I can tell. The sun already clearing that has cleared the roof line. And is shining to the back of the house. Just not here, at the back doorstep. What a difference. A difference a day makes, as the song goes. Yesterday was a horrendous day. Horrendous indeed. Started off bad and got worse. Absolutely dire, dreich, dismal, dour. Horrible rain and wind. Anyway, that's now history, and this morning makes up for it, kind of, I suppose. So I'd broken sleep last night again. Yes, broken sleep. It's up about 3 times last night. It's not good for you, that, you know. Even if you do go back to bed and go off to sleep fairly quickly, it's a broken night's sleep. So this morning I'm feeling a little bit... Yes, a little bit that way. I'm feeling like I'm going to crawl back into bed. Having another couple of hours of hopefully decent sleep. But no, I've got things to do. I'm actually hoping to get out on the bike this morning. That's the plans. Since the sun's shining. Yes, it's cold, but considering it yesterday, my plans were scuppered. Oh, a fantastic word. Scuppered. I hate it. So, I've got things to do from late morning on and into afternoon. So, if I get out in the morning on the bike for a wee bit, I'll be grand. And that'll make me feel better. It'll wake me up for a start. And when I get back, I shall have those lovely endorphins and those other wee beasties that you get when you've exercised. What do I call those again? Forgotten. But we had a couple of long lives over the weekend. I'm still tired, but catching up, and I think we were in bed for almost 12 hours Saturday night into Sunday morning. Yeah. Other than that, I'm feeling okay. I'm just getting back into the swing of things. I went out yesterday because there's my really big clump of snowdrops in the garden at the below the apple tree where Flopsy the bunny rabbit was buried a few years ago. It's quite a big clump and it's lovely, but there's a fern that obviously dies off in the winter and it was obscuring most of it. It was annoying me. And I kept meaning to go out and do something about it, so yesterday I did. Went out and chopped the fern down. It's dead, frond, so it's a grow again. Now I can see that beautiful big bunch of snowdrops. Where was I yesterday? Oh my goodness, where was I yesterday? Oh dear Lord, my head. I was somewhere yesterday and there were droves of snowdrops, side of the road, on the verge, and in the people's garden. It wasn't a private garden, it was somewhere else, I can't remember. Droves of snowdrops, absolutely stunning, beautiful. We're getting there. Daffodils next. Well, crocai are coming up in the parks, notice that. the crooked eyes, the crocuses. In a myriad of colours nowadays. And the days are stretching, which is good news. It's a difference getting up out of your bed in the morning at 7 a.m. and it's daylight. And it's daylight to sometime after 6 in the evening. So we're getting there, soon be summer. Can't wait to those high temperatures and pounding sunshine wearing you down. Oh no, wait a minute. That's Arizona desert, isn't it? Yeah, that's right. Oh well. Summer will be summer, whatever we get this year. I'm going to go because I have a phone call to make. It's not an important one, but it's health related, so I need to get it in, otherwise the lines will be jammed and you won't get anybody to answer. Anyway, nice sunny morning, beautiful, what a lovely morning. And the birds are down at the feeder. Coltit and Rocky Robin. Mrs. Blackbird, still, I watched her last evening in pouring rain, filling her beak with nesting material, and I thought, Mrs. Blackbird, shouldn't you be collecting dry stuff? But there you go. Yeah. She's down feeding at the moment. It's making an early start to raising broods. I just have to identify Mr. Blackbird now.